This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this day after Christmas, 2018. I hope you had a nice Christmas. We certainly did in my family. And as we see in Washington, they've actually even lit the Christmas tree. This is the sort of thing that we've seen before from the National Park Service. Not playing reindeer games, but playing the kind of national park games that they did 20-some-odd years ago when we had the budget fight between Newt Gingrich and the Democrats. And, of course, at that time, if you remember, he was the Gingrich who stole Christmas. He took all the blame for balancing the budget, but Bill Clinton got all the credit later on. So we got the National Park Foundation that had to shut down a Christmas tree earlier because somebody had tried to climb it. They said, well, we don't have the money now to reopen it. But they short-circuited those optics because that's what they want to do. They always want to close down. Whenever they say there's a threat to the federal government, they come out and they take the most visible symbolic things, the parks, the Christmas trees, turn off the lights. So they short-circuited that optic. They got a grant from the National Park Foundation. It's going to keep them open until January the 1st. But, of course, President Trump said he's going to keep open this promise that he made to the American people when he ran for office that he's going to protect the border. And that really has Washington upset. We're going to talk today about what is happening in terms of the president standing very strong on protecting our country, bringing us home from foreign wars, and also trying to do something about the Federal Reserve. You know, as I tweeted out this morning, even though, as it's Christmas week, we're going to see the mainstream media pushing back. When we're talking about peace on earth, they're going to push war on earth. When we talk about the eternal life, it was a gift of God that we celebrate with the advent of Christ. They're going to talk about eternal life using blood that they can get from young people, transfusions or whatever, the transhumanist ideas. You see the mainstream media articles popping up all the place, saying, oh, you can live forever. A lot of people don't want to die, they said. Of course, who wants to die, right? And so we have the fake alternatives of transhumanism and other things that are presented to us. And, of course, the massive censorship of Christmas and then trying to turn it into something it isn't. It's the censorship of it. It's trying to take the good news, to counterfeit it, to twist it into something else. So we're going to push back against that today. We're going to talk about the good news about eternal life and peace on earth. You know, it was 104 years ago at Christmas time that we had the short truce breakout in World War I. They had the British and German troops were very close to each other. You know the story, I'm sure, about Silent Night. They had a tenor from the Berlin Opera stand up and start to sing it first in German, then in English. It was joined. It turned into a truce for several days. But the generals couldn't have that. Couldn't have peace breaking out around a common culture, a common religion, around the time of Christ. Had to stop that. They eventually did. And then they threatened the troops, don't you ever do that again. We will make very severe penalties for anybody that fraternizes with the enemy. And so they kept that war going for another 4 years until they ended it. And we just celebrated the 100th anniversary of the end of the war to end all wars. But, of course, it didn't end all wars, did it? And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the push to try to keep the wars going on because we've got President Trump saying, look, we've beaten ISIS. Clearly we have. As I pointed out when I did the show on Sunday, the Russians, just a couple of weeks ago, they're running 100 to 110 flights per day over Syria. Then they stopped it in the last couple of weeks. They're only running 2 to 4 flights per week. And, it's time to bring the troops home, declare victory, and come home. Rand Paul had some amazing things that he put out. He does it every year under the cover of Festivus and the airing of grievances. And he had some great things to say about war and the absurdity of Washington. And we're going to take a look at President Trump Home Alone in the White House. Can he keep those creepy burglars out? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happy's is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happy's can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happy's can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't let your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this day after Christmas, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host today. We're going to take a look at what's happening in Washington. This is a key moment, folks. President Trump has made some very strong moves in the last week. I really do think we need to support him. He's going to have a lot of opposition, as we've seen over the weekend, the actions of Steve Mnuchin, the Wall Street Journal, the mainstream media, pushing back against everything that he's doing, criticizing everything that he's doing, laying all the blame of all the economic activity that we see, even though we know that the Federal Reserve did everything that it could to puncture the bubble that it created. Raising interest rates in everybody's face. But, of course, it's all about President Trump and what he did. Nothing that the Federal Reserve does is ever criticized in the mainstream press. And when President Trump talks about getting rid of the chair of the Federal Reserve, you have Steve Mnuchin and his new White House chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, saying, oh, he didn't mean that. Oh, no, he can't do that. Oh, he knows he can't do that. We know that he can. Quite frankly, we'll tell you later in the program exactly how and why he can do that. I think the smart move would be to audit the Fed. If you were to audit the Fed, if you were to expose what they do in secret, you would have everybody demanding that not only the chairman, but the rest of them be shown the door. And it's pretty obvious that it's either gross malpractice or malicious actions that the Fed has been involved in ever since President Trump was elected. They began raising rates that first December after he was elected early November. And they've been raising them 0.25% every quarter since then. I said at the time, I said they're going to do the same thing that Greenspan did. He took interest rates down, created a bubble holding them at zero, and then he burst that bubble by raising interest rates 0.25% every single quarter. And that's exactly what they've done. And they said they're going to continue to do that. It is malicious. But let's talk a little bit about what's going on in the news before we get into these other issues. We have Senator Paul has taken on Lindsey Graham and many other people about war and peace and many other issues in Washington in a hilarious way. Of course, he does it under cover of celebrating Festivus, the Seinfeld made-up holiday, the airing of grievances and so forth. But very, very funny what he had to say about Lindsey Graham, saying, I haven't seen a senator who loves war this much since the Star Wars prequels. And he shows Senator Palpatine there in his more satanic form. He's got a lot of stuff there, but we're going to talk about what's really going on with the war in Syria and the pushback against that. There is a Green New Deal, all the talk around Washington now. From Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and it is a very radical New Deal, and it is like FDR's New Deal. It is going to be a radical expansion of the government. That's the kind of red and green that we are being offered by the Democrats. We're going to take a look at that and how it is already playing out in Europe and how they've already tipped their hand that this isn't about saving the environment at all, folks. It's about controlling your life, about taxing you, it's about tracking you. It's not about saving the environment. So we're going to expose that coming up as well. Let's take a look a little bit at some of the twisting of Christmas that's being done in the mainstream media by many people. We got, speaking of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she was out there pushing this Jesus was a refugee nonsense. And we got that being done in a lot of churches. And folks, if you go by a church that's got their nativity scene in a cage, run as fast as you can the other way. Not only do these people not know anything about the Bible or Christianity, or they're lying to you about it, but they're also subjugating that to their own political agenda, twisting it to fit. And so what she is saying is we've got refugee babies in mangers everywhere. No, not really. Not really. Actually, the story of Jesus, he was... his family was forced to travel to their home so that they could be taxed. So if you want a parallel to that, Ocasio-Cortez, what you would do is you would say, well, we're going to send all the Hondurans back to their home so that they can be taxed. We're going to force them to make that trip. These people who are coming here were not forced to make this trip, and they're not refugees. They are waving the flag of the country that they're supposedly fleeing, as President Trump pointed out, and burning our flag at the same time. And the Democrats are trying to use them to burn down this country politically. I think it's absolutely deplorable that these people, these Democrats who hate everything about Christmas, who try to purge it from not only being seen but heard, would use this to serve their political agenda. And part of what they're doing is the death, the tragic death, of an 8-year-old Guatemalan boy. And the headlines everywhere, even in conservative media, we'll read something like, U.S. Boy dies in U.S. Customs and Border Patrol custody. Folks, he was not killed by Border Patrol. He was not killed by us protecting our border. Where is the discussion in any of these articles, whether it's coming from mainstream media or the conservative media that parrots them? Where is the discussion about parental child endangerment, taking these children on a very dangerous journey, perhaps taking this child on this journey even when the child was sick? Maybe the child got sick as part of the journey. I don't know. But the child was taken into custody one day and died the next. So he probably came across the border sick. Yet, if we talk about vetting the people who are coming across the border, people that we don't know anything about, we don't even know if these children are in the company of their parents or if it's somebody else that is bringing them across, if they've been brought over by child traffickers or kidnapped. And so the parentage needs to be discussed there. But they talk about Ellis Island all the time. Ellis Island, the people that would come in there would be quarantined for quite some time to make sure they weren't bringing diseases into the country. This child was sick when he came in. We don't know what he had. He was initially diagnosed by hospital staff with a common cold, evaluated for release, they said, and then they found a fever. They brought him back in after giving him some antibiotics, amoxicillin, ibuprofen for a fever and so forth, and then he suddenly died. They still don't know what was wrong with the child. And yet, if you look at all the headlines, they make it out, they imply that he was murdered by our policies, murdered by our border, murdered by our border patrol. Nothing could be further from the truth. It was child endangerment. And it is very sad to see this being given a pass. You know, we had the situation just a little over a year ago. So much hepatitis in San Diego, right there at the border, that they're washing the streets with bleach. This is underreported side effect of immigration, and that is the health issues. So what about our children when other children are brought in sick? We don't have any ability to quarantine or to vet these children. So that's what the liberals don't want. This is not about a wall. This is about having a border. The wall is one aspect of it. But these are the same people who say, you don't need a wall. A wall's not effective. These are the same people who want to abolish ICE as well. So once the people get in, once they get past Border Patrol, and Border Patrol is intercepting enough people that it amounts to more than a caravan a week that are coming in. bits and pieces. Those are just the people that they intercept. The people that they don't intercept, oh, they don't want them taken away by ICE. And they don't want anybody inspected for whether or not they are criminals or whether they have any diseases. None of that. We just leave the borders open. And as we look at the open borders, one of the things that's been sold to us for this, we had the UN selling us back around 2000, saying you have to open up your borders because the Ponzi schemes that we've set up everywhere, you've got an aging population, and you're not going to have your Social Security. So we have to bring in people from other countries. And now it's reached peak absurdity. We now have a study from the American Enterprise Institute, a guy there named Lyman Stone, who's looking at our aging population and the Ponzi scheme lie that Social Security's always been. He says, I got an idea. What we could do is we could give people credits if they have children based on the amount of money that their children are adding back into the economy. It's like, well, that used to be called families. We used to have things called families. Why is it that the population is declining like that? We'll talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Welcome back. It's 104 years since peace broke out between the Germans and the British at the beginning of World War I. Now, it was the first Christmas since the war had started. And the generals made sure that would never happen again. Now, you remember the story. There was a German tenor from the Berlin Opera. Started singing Silent Night, first in German, then in English. He was joined by other people as a new American recounts the story. It was on Christmas Eve, 1914. Troops in the trenches of both sides began singing Christmas carols, with the trenches on the opposing sides frequently being close enough that troops on either side could hear each other. First, one side would sing a carol, then the other side would, and then singing carols at both sides, often recognized like Silent Night, Holy Night, or others. And as one historian pointed out, it was impromptu. Nobody had planned it. And if it hadn't been for a shared culture, certainly there would have been no Christmas truce. Maybe it was also a shared religion. A lot of these people. Nevertheless, they said the guy came forward. He sang Silent Night. The shooting stopped. And in that silence, he sang, and the British knew the song and sang back. The morning after the singing took place, soldiers from both sides wished each other Merry Christmas. They made arrangements to have a truce. Soldiers then emerged from the trenches, traded gifts with each other, kicked around soccer balls, buried their dead. It's rumored that even one British soldier got a haircut from a guy that was a German barber before the war. It's estimated that as many, this is the key thing, how big this got. It kept spreading. It says, rich man's war, poor man's fight. That's pretty much the way it is every one of these wars, isn't it? It's estimated that as many as two-thirds of the troops on the front lines, nearly 100,000 men, participated in the truce, sometimes continuing it for many, many days. The generals got very angry. They got them fighting again, and then they sent out word that if you ever do anything like that again, there's going to be very severe penalties for fraternizing with the enemy. And we're kind of seeing something like that right now, the pushback. As President Trump said, we won. Let's enjoy a little bit of peace. Maybe we should secure our borders here instead of continuing to push for regime change. And, of course, they're not saying it's regime change anymore. They're very open about that. Under Obama, you had the National Security Council. You had Hillary Clinton. You had John McCain saying, look, Hillary and the National Security Council, they demanded that Obama fund and arm ISIS so we could get Assad out of there. And Obama's just not doing it. Well, did he do it? Or did they do it for him? It was done. And we saw McCain meeting with ISIS. We saw these people prolonging the war. But now it's not about regime change anymore. No, now we've got, let's see, what is the excuse of the week? The mission creep? Oh, we got to stay there to keep the Iranians under control. Well, you know, you've got the Saudis for that. You've also got the Israelis for that. We have to, you know, we got to fight ISIS. Now we got to do the Iranian thing. Now they're going to come up with some reason to keep this going forever. There he is, friend of terrorists, John McCain. They admitted it. They admitted that they were funding the terrorists many times. They said that it was General Flynn who told us in 2015 that they had armed ISIS, that they'd made a conscious decision to do that. I think it's one of the reasons why President Trump selected him, and it's why they got him out immediately and replaced him with McMaster. We're seeing now what we said at the very beginning. That was what was happening. Now it's been proven that they had absolutely no reason to take him out. It was all a trumped-up charge, if you will, to control the Trump administration. And yet now we have a lot of people running fear stories about how ISIS is not finished. I mean, even some of the conservative media, even I've seen even stories in Breitbart. Oh, you know, Mattis, really, he's great. He knows what he's doing. He's the adult in the room and so forth, and we got to still worry about ISIS. The interesting thing was that President Trump was talking to John Bolton. This is reported by even the mainstream media. They're trying to get Erdogan of Turkey to keep the Turkish troops back. And Erdogan said, why are you even there? ISIS is gone. And Trump asked John Bolton, who was there, is that true? Is ISIS 99% gone, like Erdogan of Turkey says? And he says, yes, Mr. President, that's true. And says, well, why are we there? We need to get out of there. So for a week, they pushed back against it. Then you had Brett McGurk, the guy who held the press conference, and said, we're going to be there indefinitely. And started coming up with some new reasons why we had to stay there forever, just like they want to stay in Afghanistan forever. He's the guy who, over the weekend, very publicly quit, as well as Mattis. And yet, as I'd reported, the Russians' flights over Syria, fighting ISIS and so forth, had dropped from between 100 to 104 per day to 2 to 4 per week. So, yeah, it's very well known that that was the case. Certainly, Mattis has other alternative motivations here as well. We had, if you remember, just 2 or 3 months ago, I know it's hard for people to remember in the news cycle, so much stuff is happening. Remember when Woodward's book came out, Fear? Remember when Mattis was trash-talking President Trump? Saying he has a mentality and understanding of a six-year-old or something to that effect. And he said, oh, I didn't say that. And President Trump said, yeah, he's kind of a Democrat. Well, prior to that, going back to May of last year, another 4 or 5 months earlier than that, you had Mattis sending around non-disclosure agreements to various political consultants in Washington, D.C. The documents were exposed at the end of last week by Gateway Pundit. Asking what they thought about Mattis running for president against President Trump in 2020. And they said, well, he's got very good, people like him, favorable ratings and so forth, but it might be problematic for him to run against the guy that he's serving. So he might want to wait until 2024, or unless something changes, like if he were to get out of the administration. And now he's had a very public break, both with the trash-talking and Woodward's book, and now with the trash-talking that's going on with the pullout of Syria. So now he's positioned himself to run in 2020. So did you even know, when we look at this and we talk about what's going on at the border, and we're constantly told there's no authority to protect our border, there's no money to protect our border, we have to worry about the troops, are they going to come home for Christmas, are they going to come home for Thanksgiving, we're told. Did you know that we were occupying a third of Syria? Did you know that we had not 500, but anywhere from up to 4,000, they said? Now we're hearing that they're going to bring 2,000 home. I hope they're not leaving 2,000 behind. But they have them in a very dangerous position there, surrounded on all sides by hostile forces, although it's not as dangerous as it was before. But where did they get all the money for that? How did they build a dozen military bases in the third of Syria that they're occupying? It's an area the size of Louisiana. They built a dozen military bases. They built 4 airfields. Where did they get all the money for that? How did they build it so quickly? You know, if we even get the money to build a wall, $23 million per mile, they will take a decade or more to ever build it, even if they do fund it. They really ought to bring the military home, have the military that can build those military bases, do it quickly, do it quietly, without you even knowing it, using the money that we have to protect our country. Use that at the border. President Trump has the authority and the duty to do exactly that. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCMteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCMteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with David Knight.
Welcome back. Let's talk about that other Christmas holiday, Festivus, for the rest of us. From the Seinfeld episode, of course, completely made a holiday that is caught on with people having fun, especially Rand Paul. Every year he has a great series of tweets. Says, here's my grievances, and very funny, especially this year, but to the point. about war and many other issues. And, of course, a part of Festivus was airing your grievances, you know, nailing them to this, aluminum tree or whatever that they had. Here's some of the tweets that Rand Paul put out. He said, my friend Lindsey Graham is a bit mad right now. You see, he's never had a war end before. He's going to have to console himself with the fact that we're still in about eight more. I know it'll be hard for him, but I think he'll get by. And I have to tell you, I haven't seen a senator who loves this war this much since the Star Wars prequels. And he has a picture of Senator Palpatine, which may be the alter ego of Lindsey Graham, quite frankly. He says, well, actually, let's talk about John Bolton. I don't have a grievance. I just really would have liked to have been there in the room when POTUS told him to end a war. And that's what I was talking about before. He's on the phone with the president of Turkey. Bolton is telling President Trump, tell him to back off. You know, tell him, you know, he's there in Syria. He shouldn't be in Syria. We should be in Syria. You know, we should control a third of the country. When did we have that discussion as a people? I don't recall that. And as I pointed out before, did you know that they had the time and the money to build a dozen military bases, American military bases there in Syria? Four airfields? How much did that cost? Who knows? We're not allowed to know. We weren't even told that we had thousands of troops there. They were telling us we had 500. We had we had Washington Post, I think it was, let it slip that we had 4,000 there. Now we're told there's 2,000. Who knows? All the stuff is kept secret from us. Everything in your life is an open book to these people. They can figure out where you're going to go have lunch today. But you can't know about massive wars that they're starting. Nevertheless, it was John Bolton there, and he said, I would have liked to have been there when POTUS told him to end the war. Because as he's talking to the president of Turkey, the president of Turkey says, you know, ISIS is gone. Why are you still there? And Trump says to Bolton, is that true? And Bolton says, yes, it is. Pompeo knows it. Mattis knows it. I know it. All the warmongers know it. Yeah. They're gone. Okay, why? We're going to leave too. And then they work for a week to try to stop it. Anyway, Rand Paul says, how many times do you think he made the president repeat it because he didn't even know what the words meant? End the war. End the war. We've had this situation before. Remember when President Trump started talking about bringing troops home once before? And remember the response from the Pentagon? They said, we really don't know what he means by that. And we don't know how to do that. We have to have some kind of plan for how to bring them home. I don't know about that. Have you ever heard that kind of discussion when it was the other way around? You ever hear any reluctance or any we got to have a plan discussions when we inject troops into a foreign country for regime change? No, never. Never. But they pretend, even though they can deploy everywhere without any notification and do it almost instantaneously, and it's a good thing that they can if they're needed. But we don't need our Pentagon to do that without having a discussion about whether or not we should have a war. That is something that the Congress should be doing before we deploy the troops. The public should be aware of it. We should have a plan for when we go to war. We should have a reason for when we go to war. You know, we're talking about Christmas time here, the Christmas tradition for a just war for Christian countries was always the precondition that we were attacked, that we don't go to war when we weren't attacked. That's why there was so much resistance against our involvement in World War I. That's why people were resistant to get involved in World War II. But, of course, George H.W. Bush, on the 50th anniversary of Pearl Harbor, which, again, FDR stepped back. He knew that they were massing for that attack. He wanted to invite that attack. Perhaps he didn't know it was going to be as severe as it was, but he wanted them to strike first so we would have justification to go to war. And George H.W. Bush, on the 50th anniversary of Pearl Harbor, said the people to blame for that were not the Japanese. It was the America First people. They were flying escort, said George H.W. Bush. They were flying escort with the bombers. But he didn't blame the Japanese. Japanese were our friends. They were going to be part of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. So, anyway, Rand Paul goes on to say, I oppose John Bolton being hired, but I really can't think of anything that makes me happier than thinking of him having to end wars for the rest of his time in the White House. Let's hope that's the case. Rand Paul went on to say he was opposed to appropriating more money for border wall, unless there's a good way to fund it. But he said, I've got a good way to fund it. We promised to spend less money, so I won't vote for it. But we are spending $50 billion a year in Afghanistan. We should have declared victory there years ago. I think we should come home, and out of that $50 billion in savings, I think we would have enough for border wall and security. And quite frankly, folks, if we have a Department of Defense that demands that we have secret wars, that demands that we occupy and invade other countries forever, because that's what they're talking about in both Syria and Afghanistan, and yet they refuse to defend this country, that's the point at which we need to understand that this whole thing is a sham. And so he's absolutely right to call for that to come home. And they're still saying the same thing. In the past, when President Trump said, we need to start bringing some of these troops home, stand down from putting them in danger, start to protect our country, they say, we don't know how to do it. And they're saying it again now. Look at the headlines from the Daily Mail. Top Marine reveals chaos inside the Pentagon over Trump's Syria and Afghanistan pullout orders, telling combat troops, I don't think anybody really knows exactly what's going to happen. Have you ever heard them say that about deployment? Well, President Obama has ordered us to go into Syria. I don't really know how we're going to do that. Do we have any authority to do that? Where are we going to get the money to do that? What's the mission? I don't know. No, you never hear that when they get injected into Syria, but you pull them out of Syria. Oh, okay, this is, I don't know. I can't answer the troops' questions. There's no timelines. We don't have detailed orders. All we got is tweets. Well, we didn't even have tweets from Obama when they put the troops in. Where'd they get that information? How'd that get to them? Do you remember when we had Leon Panetta and Jeff Sessions going back and forth about whether they were going to put troops in Syria and how would they start that? Well, we had Leon Panetta. I'm going to play that clip for you in a moment here, but let's go to the one with Leon Panetta with Chris Wallace on Fox News. Here's Leon Panetta criticizing President Trump, saying it's just too much chaos. It's chaos. These people have been creating chaos everywhere around the globe. And remember, Get Smart? Yeah, the two different sides, control and chaos. They are the chaos side. They're not the control side. But here he is on Fox News with Chris Wallace.
Talk about the national security component of it first in your last job as Secretary of Defense. We have had these abrupt shifts in policy, pulling out of Syria, drawing down in Afghanistan, the resignation of Defense Secretary Mattis. But President Trump did campaign saying he did not want to be engaged in these endless wars. In that sense, isn't he keeping a campaign promise?
Well, the question the president has to decide is whether he upholds his oath of office as president of the United States to protect our security, or whether he's simply going to move forward and fulfill campaign promises. I think the more important responsibility is to protect this country and protect our security, and that should come first. A lot of presidents make campaign promises, but when they become president of the United States, their primary responsibility is to protect our country.
That's right. To protect our country. That's what he's trying to do with the wall. And to obey the Constitution. And when we come back, I'm going to flash back to 2012, when Leon Panetta was just in the face of Jeff Sessions about that very thing.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. So we have the general saying, I really have no idea what we're doing, how to get out of Syria. I have no plan, no orders. I don't know what's going on here. Again, did you ever hear them say that about going into Syria? We weren't even told how many troops we had in there. At one point, the biggest number we'd seen was 500 until just a couple of weeks ago as they began saying, oh, we've got a big presence there. And they started admitting in the back pages of mainstream media, the Washington Post, New Yorker, and others, saying, we've got about 4,000 troops there. We're occupying about a third of the country, about the size of Louisiana. And we're going to be there forever, said Brett McGurk. Because at that point, President Trump already was on to the fact that ISIS was gone. And they were trying to put him in a difficult position, make him look like he's soft on ISIS. And that is the approach that they're now taking. And you heard Leon Panetta, former Secretary of Defense, and of course also former CIA director, former congressman, who swore an oath to the Constitution, as Jeff Sessions reminded him back in 2012, when they were talking about Syria, when they were talking about whether or not they would send troops into Syria. And I want to play for you this back and forth between Panetta And Jeff Sessions at the time, Jeff Sessions was like, well, you would come to us and tell us if you're going to send them there, right? Well, I might tell you after we did it. We'd consult with our international allies, we'd talk to the UN, we'd talk to NATO, and so forth. We might tell you what's going on. Well, evidently they didn't. Because who knew that they had 2,000, 4,000 troops there? They put them there, and they didn't even tell us. Here's the discussion 6 years ago, and I want you to see the arrogance of Leon Panetta, and also at the same time, how Jeff Sessions, even though he knew the right thing to do, was a little bit too timid to do anything about it except just say, aw, shucks, and golly gee. Here are the two of them talking about whether or not we should go into Syria. Remember, we've got a third of the country, 4,000 troops there right now. Here they were 6 years ago.
When it comes to the kind of military action where we want to build a coalition and work with our international partners, then obviously we would like to have some kind of legal basis on which to do it as we did in Libya.
Oh, that was a success, wasn't it?
Some sort of legal basis. We worried about international legal basis, but nobody worried about the fundamental constitution.
That's right.
Legal basis that this Congress has over war. We were not asked, stunningly, in direct violation of the War Powers Act, whether or not you believe it's constitution. It certainly didn't comply with it. We spent our time worrying about the UN, the Arab League, NATO, and too little time, in my opinion, worried about the elected representatives of the United States. Do you think that you can act without Congress and initiate a no-fly zone in Syria without congressional approval?
You know, again, our goal would be to seek international permission, and we would come to the Congress and inform you and determine how best to approach this, whether or not we would want to get
permission from
the Congress.
And then we might tell you.
Issues we would have to discuss as we decide what to do here.
Well, I'm almost breathless about that, because what I heard you say is we're going to seek international approval, and they will come and tell the Congress what we might do, and we might seek congressional approval.
No, well,
I want to just say to you, that's a big dish. When you agree, you've served in the Congress.
Yeah.
When you agree that that's would be pretty breathtaking to the average American, so would you like to clarify that?
But I've also served with Republican presidents and Democratic presidents who has always reserved the right to defend this country if necessary.
Except when it's at our borders. We're not going to do that. They don't reserve that right, even though the president has that right, and he has the duty to do that. We don't have a duty. There's nothing about defending ISIS when they take the oath of office. They're supposed to defend and obey the Constitution. And so he said, yeah, we'll do that. And as Sessions said, well, that'd be pretty breathtaking. Free to say that you're going to consult with NATO and with the UN, with our foreign allies, and you might tell us? Well, guess what, Jeff? They didn't tell you. Maybe they did tell you, and you didn't tell the American people. If so, shame on you for that. Because they just told everybody this last week, and they only mentioned it because they heard that President Trump was talking about coming out of Syria. That's the deception that these people have been involved in. And at the time, Newt Gingrich came out and criticized Panetta very strongly about that. That was back in March of 2012. Panetta later came on and said that Obama was wrong to not arm ISIS more. So he was there with the John McCains and the Lindsey Grahams and the Hillary Clintons and all these people. He was saying, well, we would follow the same patterns we did in Libya. Exactly. That's why we need to get out of there. We saw what happened with Libya. Now in Libya, they have the arms bazaar for ISIS. And if you recall, also going back into 2012, beginning of 2012, just as Hillary Clinton was about to leave because the disaster, actually it was the 2013, because it was later in that year, 2012, that you had the situation in Benghazi. And as Rand Paul was talking to Hillary Clinton about that, saying, what about all these arms that are being transferred out of Benghazi? And Hillary Clinton said, well, you'll need to talk to the agency that runs the annex there. In other words, the CIA. She wouldn't say you need to talk to the CIA. She kind of couched it back very cleverly. What a calculating witch she is. because she knew what was going on with that. And we know what's happened with that. As Rand Paul says, it's become a big arms bazaar for ISIS in the wake of that disaster there in Libya, where she stood down, let people die, our own people die. Talk about national defense. They won't even defend their own personnel. Their own ambassador, they won't even defend. And now we have, in Libya, we have open slave trading blocks there. They've resumed the slave trade. That's the kind of successful foreign policy that has come out of these secret wars, where they never consult with us. And if you go back and you look at the letter that came from Mattis, as Matt Taibbi of Rolling Stones pointed out, he says, nothing unites the political class like the threat of ending our never-ending wars. He said, what's the war on terror death count by now? 500,000 people? How much money have we spent? 5 trillion? 5.5? 6? For that cost, we have destabilized the region to the point of abject chaos. There's your chaos, Panetta. He's saying, oh, it's total chaos in Washington because Trump wants to end these wars. No, you have created chaos worldwide. We have inspired millions of Muslims to hate us. We've torn up the Geneva Convention and half the Constitution in pursuit of policies like torture, kidnapping, assassination by robot, and warrantless detention. Matt Taibbi goes on to say, unless Donald Trump decides to reverse his decision to begin withdrawals from Syria and Afghanistan, cable news for the next few weeks is going to be one long scanners marathon of exploding heads. And as an example here, he's got George W. Bush, communications, former communications director. Today's decision will cheer Moscow, ISIS, and Iran. Bill Kristol of the failing Weekly Standard, spelled W-E-A-K-L-Y. Maybe Trump will bring Republicans and Democrats together, he said. He says that's really what may happen. He said prior to this point, he said Kristol may be onto something. The Democrats' plan up until now was probably to impeach Trump in the White House using something that they could get out of some financial crimes. But he said the plan never had a chance to succeed in the Senate until now. Because now you've got Republicans like Lindsey Graham, Marco Rubio, Ben Sasse, maybe even Mitch McConnell ready to throw President Trump out because he's going to push back against the military-industrial complex. And we'll talk more about this when we come back in the next segment. But he goes on to talk about Jim Mattis. He says his letter is now being celebrated like some kind of inspirational literature, like the Gettysburg Address or whatever. Basically, what Mattis was saying was exactly what you just heard Leon Panetta say years ago. We will consult with our allies. Mattis says the core strength of our country are our foreign alliances. No, it isn't. Those entangling alliances are the things that are destroying this country. As George Washington warned in his farewell address, he goes on to say, well, I don't want to be the policeman of the world. So we have NATO. And who do you think pays for NATO? We just had President Trump come back out and say, he's out there wanting us to stay in NATO. Let us do all the heavy lifting for these people. We are NATO. We are the policemen of the world. And yet we have no right to know what NATO is doing. All right, folks, we've got to take a quick break. Just want to remind you, we have our end of store end of year clearance sale at our store, InfoWarsStore.com. Massive discounts. Take a look at the specials that we got there. Up to 75% off. We have free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points, and a free T-shirt with every order. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad